We are up to the last part of the last parsha of Kriyas Shema. The Torah told us, "Leisusuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem," that we are not to have hirhurei aveira. That's achrei einechem. And before that, "Leisusuru achrei levavchem," which is minus, which is a lack of perfect faith in the one Ribono Shel Olam. Asher atem zoinim achareihem. We apparently have a proclivity, human beings do, not just Bnei Yisrael, to stray. That's part of Bechira Chofshis. That's part of what it means to be a human being with free will. So that we are going to sometimes make a mistake and we're going to be drawn toward things that are appealing. Minus is appealing because it gives us a sense of more freedom in a worldly way. Freedom in an earthly way, to do things that the halacha says should not be done, to live a life that does not have to be constantly in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam with the 613 mitzvos being fulfilled. That's very attractive. Obviously, we're also zonim acharei einechem. We also are going to be influenced by the things that we see, by hirhurei aveira. So the tzitzis are there to protect us and to cause us to be meitzitz, to look, even just glimpse, at that which reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reminds us of our obligation and our fealty, our devotion to Him. And that way, l'ma'an tizkuru, we will remember. We're going to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to remember that there is a great purpose to being a Jewish man or woman, and that that purpose involves accomplishing great things, va'asisem. And human beings want to accomplish. Human beings are always feeling gratified by accomplishing great things. One of the incentives to accomplish is that when we accomplish, we will not be drawn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we accomplish, we have a certain sense of completion, a certain sense of being valid, proper, fulfilled human beings. We have fulfilled our mission. So, interestingly enough, so that you will do. And va'asisem is actually a protective against making mistakes, against straying away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Famously, Chazal say it in just a few words, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. That the reward for doing a mitzvah is an opportunity to do yet another mitzvah. So that's why here, where the Pasuk says, v'asisem, it doesn't say, v'asisem es mitzvah isai. It says, unbelievably, va'asisem es kol mitzvah yisai. Not only will you do some mitzvahs, you'll do all of the mitzvahs. Imagine fulfilling every mitzvah, fulfilling them fully. Not only that, v'yisem k'dayshim le'elokeichem, and you'll become holy, which means you'll be something otherworldly. You'll be so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam that you will be free of all of the enticements, and you'll be so holy that you will be almost contra-opposed by your very nature to what we mentioned earlier, achrei levavchem, achrei einechem. So again, what we're looking at here is that the tzitzis are there to guide us away from minus and away from hirhurei aveira, so that we will do mitzvos. And then, when we do mitzvos, the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, schar mitzvah mitzvah. So what's being said is that with leman tizkru, when we remember what our mission is, and we begin to fulfill that mission, va'asisem, and we do mitzvos, we will not only do some of them, schar mitzvah mitzvah, va'asisem es kol mitzvah isai. You'll be ending up doing all of the mitzvahs. If a person is directing himself or herself in the right way, they embrace a life of mitzvah, they feel so fulfilled and so much in line with the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that one mitzvah leads to another, to another, to another, and it becomes indeed a fulfillment of kol mitzvah. And if you're, of course, doing all of the mitzvahs HaTorah, and that's what your life's devotion is, and that's what your commitment is toward, v'yisim kadoshim le'elokeichem, so then you become a kadosh. Now, the idea of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim at this juncture, in the very next pasuk, is because of Zechira. In simple pshat, it's because when you have to remember via the tzitzis to do all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, you at the same time are naturally inclined to remember the beginning, the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us and took us to be a people so that we will do His will. Why did He take us from Mitzrayim? Of course He took us because we were being afflicted, we were oppressed, it was horrible, it was wrong. And we are the Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valea, we are the children of the Avos and Imois, and He loved us so much, and He promised the Avos that He's going to take their descendants from Mitzrayim. Of course, that's why. But ultimately, the real raison d'etre of the Geula was so we would be His people and be with Him and live the life that bespeaks the Kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam Himself. That we would be the Kedoshim about which we just spoke in reference to what Tzitzis brings us to. That was why He took us from Mitzrayim. He took us because He knew we can fulfill Va'asisem es kol mitzvayisai v'yisem kedoshim le'elokeichem. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point says, when it comes to doing all of the mitzvahs, which is what the tzitzis will remind you to do, and that's what you'll become a kodesh because you'll do all of the mitzvahs, that's the reason I took you from Mitzrayim. That's why I took you to be my people. So that means that by remembering the mitzvahs and by doing them, you are fulfilling ultimately the whole point in that great historic moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Am Yisrael, chose Am Yisrael, Vaitzeisi, Vitzalti, Gaalti, V'lakachti. Chazal also say a very interesting thing about this smichus, about bringing tzitzis and yitzias Mitzrayim together. At first glance, it looks like it's something minute, like it's something very almost arcane. And that is, you know that in making tcheles, there are discussions as to which creature, which marine creature it is from which you can derive the blue wool. One thing is for sure, typical indigo is a sham. The typical indigo from which you would make blue wool is clearly not tcheles. That we know. It's called kla'ilon. And if somebody wanted to act and appear to be wearing tcheles, appeared to be a holy Jew who does the mitzvahs properly and he wraps himself in a talis and he has tcheles, but really he doesn't, because tcheles is hard to come by. The proper, true blue wool is hard to create because you have to find the correct creature and derive from enzymes in its body the blue wool, the dye. So instead you use kla'ilon, you use indigo. And it looks really very much like the blue of the tcheles. And I'll have everybody fooled. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be fooled. Says the Gemara that the reason that you put Yitzias Mitzrayim and Tzitzis one after the other is because in the case of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when the last final blow, the last makkah of Makkas Bechoros happened, it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who was able to distinguish perfectly between the Bechor and the non-Bechor. Between the firstborn, not only the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael who were spared and the firstborn of the Mitzrayim who were not, but even amongst the Mitzrayim, where you didn't have necessarily families that were all put together in the typical normal fashion, where you didn't have fidelity of husband and wife necessarily. So who was the real Bukhar couldn't necessarily be exactly who you thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem. And just as he's able to discern exactly which child was conceived first, from whom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also knows which color of dye, whose blue wool, whose tcheles is real and whose is not.
Yeah, that bothers me. I mean, they were in the desert. There was no ocean around there.
How exactly they... First of all, tcheles is something that's available up and down the seashore of the Mediterranean. They weren't far from the Mediterranean. Royal blue was created this way in the ancient world. So it's not unlikely that there was some of this kind of wool and dye in Mitzrayim already at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even though apparently it's more common for the chalazon to be found farther north, but I don't think that that's a major question as to where they had royal blue at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the point of bringing these two together, the Gemara says, is that a person might want to, you know, try to put on tcheles that's really not tcheles, and try to appear to be a shayna yid in pelts, you know, a rebbe in pelts. Try to look like I'm the perfect Jew. I've done all the mitzvahs. I'm wearing tcheles as well. I have the blue. excuse me. I have the blue psil tcheles on my garment, on my tzitzis, on my talis. Meanwhile, who is he fooling? You can't fool the Ribbono Shalom. Now, that's on the simplest level what the Gemara is saying. But in fact, what it really is saying is much more profound. The Gemara is saying that when you are trying to accomplish something which ultimately is meant to fortify us in the achievement of mitzvahs and lead us to l'man tizkru v'asisem es kol mitzvah yisai, the means of getting there has to be as pure as the fulfillment of the mitzvah itself. If a person's approach to a mitzvah has any bit of falsehood to it, if it's not altruistic, if it's not truly with devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's not with every ingredient of the drive to fulfill the mitzvah, coming from the purest place in the person's heart, it's not perfect, and don't think that it's going to be fooling the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really what's being said here. And just as a person has this sense of wanting to be free of all of that which inhibits the person from being truthful and completely free of ulterior motives and personal designs or ego or other aspects, pride, whatever it might be that causes a person to feel inclined to do a mitzvah, just as you need to shed yourself of that, you also need to be free of that which stops you from doing the mitzvos at all, from being involved or indebted or in the service of the Pharaoh. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you from Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, you didn't have the ability to do your own work. You didn't have the freedom from that which is imposed upon you, ideas imposed upon you, ideals imposed upon you by your environment and by the culture around you. I took you out and took you into a midbar which is completely empty. So you would have a complete new, fresh start. You would have a clean slate. You would be therefore capable of a purity of heart and of devotion just to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point being made by the Gemara. That when we do a mitzvah, the kla'ilon, meaning the false coloring of motive as we devote ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be understood to be as negative as if we are not doing the mitzvah at all. Certainly when it's like Kla'ilon, which is a falsehood, a lie, a deception, that's very negative. Of course there is a concept of mitoch shelo lishma, bo lishma. Of course there's an idea that we're not perfect people, we have to do mitzvahs in spite of the imperfection with which we're doing them, and in spite of some of the ulterior motives which we have at times to accomplish things that are noble, we have imperfections in how we do wonderful things. But we have to be aware of them. And we have to strive to do things with a greater purity and with greater devotion and with a perfect or a more perfect alignment with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how tzitzis and Hashem taking us to do His will come next to each other. And that's the Smichas HaParshias of tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, there's finally one very interesting statement and very interesting explanation which was offered by Rav Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein as to the coming together of tzitzis and how it's followed by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what he says is that, you know, there are times when you might want to do all of the mitzvahs of Torah, and the tzitzis told you have to do all the mitzvahs of Torah, l'man tizkru v'asisim es kol mitzvayisai. But you find yourself in a circumstance where it's impossible. And that is something Jewish people have found throughout history. We want to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch, we want to do all of the mitzvahs of Torah, but we find ourselves in a place or in a circumstance imposed upon us by perhaps the cruelty of others. Maybe it's the nature of the galus. Maybe it's because of what the host nation won't allow us to do, won't allow us to become. And we say, but we can't. We would like to do all of the mitzvahs, but we just can't. And we're being held back. So then the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making here is, you were being held back in Mitzrayim, and I took you from Mitzrayim. Don't give up. Those impediments to the fulfillment of the mitzvahs that you've experienced now are no worse than the impediments that Bnei Yisrael experienced when they were in Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokecha Mesher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you from Mitzrayim, and whatever held you back from being my nation was overcome. They were defeated. The Mitzrayim were defeated. All the obstacles that stand between you and the fulfillment of Laman Tizkru Vasisem is called Mitzvah Yisoy, Fiyisem Kedoshim Leiloi Keichem. All the obstacles that stand between you and that fulfillment, I can remove. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you from Mitzrayim and look forward to it, daven for it, that the impediments that don't allow you to be perfect and to be really devoted and to be a Muslim, to be a whole person, completely in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, it's difficult. And it's certainly the case that often the impediments are imposed upon us by circumstances out of our control. That's the point of the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you will be able to overcome. I will help you overcome the impediments to fulfillment of all of my mitzvahs. That's why after saying L'man Tizkru V'asisem Es Kol Mitzvayisoy, the pasuk continues, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm the one who took you from Mitzrayim, I made it possible then, I'll make it possible for you again. And finally, and it's again Rav Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein who says, the petition of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it says it twice. It says it at this beginning of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem. And then it repeats it at the end of the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He says a beautiful thought. He says that there's a possibility that after reading this kind of a parsha, this parsha of Tzitzis, which says, L'man Tizkru V'asisem Es Kol Mitzvah Yisai. And before that, V'loi Sosudu Acharei Levavchem V'acharei Yeneichem, that we not have any lack of faith, that we have no sense of minus, that we are not at all involved swayed by what we see and what we are enticed to want. So we are human beings and we're not perfect. We might then, if we fail and fall and are victim to Acharei Levavchem v'Acharei Einechem and make some terrible mistakes, so we might then give up, almost as if we are going to forfeit the possibility of being with Hashem and of Hashem being with us. Condemning ourselves, because after all, we failed. A person might say, I'm not supposed to be Zona Acharehem, my eyes, my heart, and I failed, I made terrible mistakes, and I've been weak, and I have violated Lo Yisusudu Acharei Levavchem V'Acharei Einechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone, he's no longer with me. That's a mistake. And that's why it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice. It says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I'm there with you, like I was with the Yidden in Mitzrayim, well before they became an Am Segula, well before they did the mitzvos of Mishchu Kulachem Tzoyin, taking the Korban Pesach, way before they fulfilled Mila, way before they did the mitzvos that they had to do in order to deserve that moment of Gula, I was with the Bnei Yisrael, even when they were in the Mem Tes Sha'arei Tuma. In their lowest spiritual state, I was with them. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the times when we are in our spiritually low and poor condition and state, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, who takes you out of that condition and helps you come back to a state of spiritual growth, to a state of true chayrus, to a state of true freedom. And that's the reason why, again, the smichus of V'asisa Moisam and V'asisa Meskol Mitzvaisoi of Tzitzis and Mitzrayim are brought together, because even if we don't fulfill all of the mitzvahs, even if chalila, we even violate V'lo Yisusudu Acharei Levavchem V'Acharei Einechem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, even in those moments, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, when we are once again redeemed from and cleansed from the tumah that we need to be cleansed of. And that's, again, why Hashem Elokeichem is repeated, and why end of the parsha of Tzitzis describes Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is the opportunity for us to remember that we're always able to achieve the kind of freedom to be Hashem's person and Hashem's people that was achieved then. We can achieve it now.